towards the end of the Parsha, we hear the famous words, famous description about Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ha'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam asher al panei ha'adam. That Moshe was so humble, more than any other man on the earth. The Chassam Sefer makes a couple points that are valuable for us. Number one, the Chassam Sefer wonders, why is it that the Torah mentions his anivos right after the discussion about Miriam and Aaron speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe, about the Isha Kushis? Says the Chassam Sofer, the reason is as follows. You know, it's very easy when someone who we're not connected to, we're not related to, does something wrong, that we don't get so angry about it. You know, they have to learn, they have to figure it out, we need to teach them. I have that often as a coach, when I coach my JV kids. If it's not my own children, it's very easy to educate them, to reprimand them lightly and just remind them, you know, how to improve. But if it's a karov, if it's a relative, if it's someone that you're close with, then you're going to give them a hard time. You're going to talk to them in a different way. You're going to be tough on them. You're going to be upset. You're going to be furious when they don't listen. They don't get it. They don't understand what they're doing and why they're doing it and why it's so and how it's so destructive. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't like that. Da'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Ha'adam Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. It wasn't just with respect to others. Everyone can be humble when it comes to the others, those who we're not so close with. But even when it came to Miriam and Aaron, when all of us would be furious that a family member could do something to us, Moshe remained an Anav Mikol Ha'adam. The Chassam Sofer also mentions a fascinating statement from the Yalkut, which can be taken in one of two ways. The Medrash says, "Va'ish Moshe anav mikol ha'adam, velo min ha'avos." That Moshe was more humble than all men, but not from the avos. Well, what exactly does that mean? Says the Chassam Sofer, well, think about it this way. We understand that when you're born into a righteous family, then you don't have to undergo the same challenges as the previous generation. If your parents were tzaddikim, then you're growing up in a family which is imbued with kedusha. So how hard is it for you to be an anav when you've grown up in the lap of, not luxury, but the lap of kedusha? Says the Chassam Sofer, Moshe is a product of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Amram. It was easy for him, natural, to be a tzaddik. The Av is Zoche LeBen. You get the character traits from the parents. Everything is going to be fine. So perhaps that's pshat. Not how we always understand it. Va'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Ha'adam. Wow, the most humble person, the humblest person to ever live. Says the Chassam Sofer in explaining the Yalkut. It's not the case. He was an Anav Mikol Ha'adam. But he wasn't more humble than the Avos. It's impossible for him to be more humble than the Avos. The Avos grew up with challenges, Avram especially. He was Anav Mikol Ha'adam, but not more than the Avos. But says the Chassam Sofer, there's another way of looking at it. And the other way is to say, you know what? It's true that he grew up in the lap of Kedusha. But the quality, the character traits of being an Anav, lo min Avos. He was Anav Mikol Ha'adam, and that Anivus was velo min Avos, that didn't come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Levi, and Amram. That came from himself. And that's what makes him unique. And that's our traditional way of understanding the Medrash, or the Pasuk, that Moshe was the most humble person to to ever walk the face of the earth. But here you see that according to the Yalkut, according to one understanding of the Yalkut, may not be the case. And Moshe was not the most humble man to ever live and ever walk the face of the earth. But it is our duty, certainly, to strive to just become an Adam in general. Mikol HaAdam, we can work on that. To our close relatives, we can work on that too. Let's strive to get to first base, to develop an ability to be humble, to be modest, to be unassuming. And when we get to that place, then we can work on the next challenge of becoming an Anav, Mikol HaAdam. Have a great day.